Hello.
Hello there. My name is Walter, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. Is it okay if I ask you a few questions? They are, your answers are very important for the survey. We conducted a survey, and we'd like to ask you about issues facing your community and the nation. I'm not going to take too much of your time, and your answers will remain confidential. Is that okay?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 21 years old or registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Are you a white, African-American, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
African-American.
Okay, great. All right. Do you mind if I ask you for your age? You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Over 70.
Okay. One second. Okay, now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue is, how important of an issue is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 for most important, 5 somewhat important, 0 is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? Protecting voting rights and democracy from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Fighting racism and discrimination.
10.
Okay. Now, do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse. Getting worse.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to 2. Alcohol, marijuana and other cannabis products, cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy and other body drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, vaping, opioids.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Definitely
heroin and cocaine.
Okay. And one more. Alcohol, marijuana, cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, vaping, opioids, and fentanyl. Which one?
Oh, all of those.
Okay. All right. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving on those who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? And is that a strongly agree, disagree, or just somewhat agree or disagree?
Whoa, that was a long one. Could you repeat that?
Yes, I want your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction that the government is using. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving on those who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I guess strongly agree.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Electronic cigarettes and vapes?
Not at all familiar.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Not at all.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Not at all.
Okay. I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More government restrictions and bans? More education and anti-tobacco advertising? Cost of smoking has gone up? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
Well, I think the price has gone up.
The price, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, now I'd like to read you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first one says, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. The other one says, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harms of smoking and support the efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Which one do you agree more, the first one or the second one?
I think the second one.
Okay. All right, and will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I have no idea.
Okay, no problem. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree at all. Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone of the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should lead them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. How would you rate that statement from 0 to 10, with 10 being the strongly?
What's 10?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives, having responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, do not agree?
I guess strongly agree, I guess.
Okay, but because you could also pick 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is strongly agree.
But 10 is strongly agree?
Yes.
Okay, I guess 10.
Last one here. When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows that there are less harmful alternatives that those who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs. That gets a lot more media coverage. From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that the advancing tobacco harm reductions, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? And is that strongly agree, disagree, or just somewhat agree or disagree?
Oh, that's a hard one. I guess I agree.
Somewhat agree? Strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. All right, now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? I'm sorry that I'm going to ask you this, but I have to ask you questions. Oral nicotine pouches? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Electronic cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Okay. Okay, switching gears a little bit. We almost done.
Is that it?
We already 87. We almost done. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate?
Some college.
Okay, great. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or a widow?
Okay. Divorce.
Okay. Okay, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Oh, well, I'm retired, so I would say low income.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I guess urban.
Urban, okay.
Yeah.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Okay, we already have 95. It's only like 2 questions left. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican, an independent or something else?
I think I've changed my mind. I guess Democrat.
Okay, strong Democrat, not strong Democrat.
Not strong.
Okay. In the 2020 presidential elections, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Okay. And if the 2024 elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Oh, definitely Biden.
Okay. Okay, this concludes our service. I want to thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and you have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Are you of Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin? Okay. One, two, three. White, African American.